The Banking Association of South Africa says South African banks have gone a long way in assisting their customers with debt relief in these difficult times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Many of them kick-started this process in response to customers coming under strain due to the initial national lockdown, which resulted in businesses not working and employees also not earning an income. BASA says between the 16th of March and the 25th of April this year, its members provided cash flow relief, which includes payment breaks, to the tune of 7.74 billion rand to individual customers. On the same principle, but to small and medium-sized businesses, 7.3 billion rand was provided. And it says that out of 90,000 commercial and SME enterprises that applied for assistance, some 75,000 had already been assisted with funds. Well, to discuss the issues further, I'm joined on the line by Bongiwe Kunene. She is the MD at BASA. Thanks very much, Bongiwe, for joining us. So as we all like to say these days, this is a very unprecedented moment where suddenly everyone is having to adapt to a new normal. So the relief that the banks have given to individual small businesses and commercial customers is quite substantial in number terms. But just break down for us the kind of support that's been lent to the various customers.
On the business side, you have the composite figure is the relief that's been given is 7.29 billion. Mm-hmm. But those business come in three categories. There's small, there's medium, and there's the commercial. So each of these segments, we've put them together to come up with that aggregate number. Then in terms of the applications themselves, the numbers we have go until the 25th of April. And 90,000 businesses have applied. The success rate so far, I think it's about 83%.
Right.
Because 75,000 have successfully gotten assisted.
Hmm. And what sort of assistance are you guys, or are your members giving?
Because this is aimed at making sure that the businesses are in line in terms of their credit agreement payments. The assistance that's been given, it's either in the form of payment breaks or in the form of reduced payments. In return, the banks really want to facilitate cash flow in the economy. And we are looking to situations where the businesses are applying either to keep their employees paid,
yes,
or to pay their rents, or a combination of those. But there's also another segment which is about keeping their own suppliers paid because they are part of the value chain.
Of course. And we want to keep that going, of course. So I take it that banks have done their best to communicate that in as much as they're assisting right now, a payment holiday doesn't mean that the client is going to be, you know, let off the hook. They will indeed have to pay their dues. And if the loan term is extended, they will end up paying more, but for the grace payment period.
Yes. So what this is really, it's starting from a position where the banks are saying, because this is not backed by government or anything, it's the banks themselves saying that they care for the health of the South African economy. So this is them doing their part and making sure that the money still circulates in the economy and the payment system are kept as viable as possible.
Indeed. The expectation is that many people will lose their jobs because of the national lockdown policy, because of COVID-19, while others may keep their jobs, but not necessarily on the same basis, which could have an impact on the level of their income. Is the banking sector braving itself for very large defaults among individuals, small businesses and corporates down the line?
I wouldn't say that we're expecting a huge number of defaults, because we started with this relief and leniency. So it does give banking customers the first 3 months breathing room.
Yes.
We are soon going to be going into the loan guarantee scheme, which is underwritten by the Reserve Bank.
Yes.
Each of the banks are signing up individually for that. And that's also going to bring in a further relief for the banks. And most of the good customers will be able to emerge out of this. We're not painting a rosy picture,
yeah.
But we want to do as much as possible to make sure that we keep those clients who've got good track records of paying, keep their businesses still open.
Mm. Of course,
but then they may have other obligations, so we don't really know what's next.
Yes. Of course, you do say, Bongiwe, that you know the different individual banks are signing up with the government for this loan guarantee scheme. But roughly, when do you think people will begin to start dispersing those loans? Will it be this month, in the month of May, or in
absolutely.
June? Or, okay,
this month.
And the other question around it is that presumably the same level of rigor that a commercial bank would use in terms of ensuring that somebody's creditworthy for a loan, that same rigor will be used in this loan guarantee scheme.
Absolutely, it will be used. The loan guarantee scheme does acknowledge that the probability of default exists.
Yes.
So the banks will still be using their credit risk guidelines to assess all of the clients. And what is new with the loan guarantee scheme is that there is this new buffer that is being put in there, because if you can apply the guarantee, then you know that as a bank, you are taking a probability of default, but there's also someone else. In this case, the Reserve Bank is behind you.
Yes.
It will take the second loss. You still take, as the bank, the first loss.
Right. So it's the Reserve Bank which is guaranteeing the 200 billion rand. Is that right?
Yes. The contract is going to be between each bank and the Reserve Bank.
Right, okay. So we always hear that the South African banking sector is well capitalized and that it has significant reserves and so on. But with the expectation of the economy contracting substantially, the numbers vary vastly, but let's use the Reserve Bank's estimate of 6.5%. And with the global economy also set to go into a prolonged slowdown, what is this going to mean for the local banking sector for 2020 and perhaps 2021?
The first item is going to be, as we are operating under extreme conditions as banks, we have to look for relief from our regulators.
Hmm.
Right now, we are in constant communication with the Prudential Authority, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, the Reserve Bank, the National Treasury.
Yes.
Because they are the ones who really say how the business of banking needs to be done.
Mm.
So we know that the operating environment for the economy is contracting, and we are all looking to a situation which is not rosy.
Mm.
And we are expecting that this will affect the banking industry. As we are stepping up as banks, offering this leniency and the relief and entering into this guarantee scheme, we are fully cognizant that the risk of losses is getting higher.
Yes.
But we are not in a position to step back and do nothing. We have to show our own commitment to our own communities and our economy, which is why we are doing all of this.
Ultimately, we don't exist in silos. We kind of all depend on each other.
Yes, we do. Our hurdles, and we will go through them in a methodical and systemic way, because as a banking association, we are talking about what all banks can do, but it's what we can do under regulation.
That was Bongiwe Kunene. She's the Managing Director of the Banking Association of South Africa.